We're doing the Dlashat Ramban, page Lamed Vav in the Beit Hayayin edition. What page is it there? Chaf Aleph. What's that edition called? The Chazon Yoel edition. Okay, Toda Rabah. So the Ramban mentioned last week, we saw a quote from Maimonides in the Guide to the Perplexed in the Mor Nevuchim that Avraham Avinu, he was a maverick. He was arguing with all the wise men of his day. And as a young kid, he was already telling them that the sun is not the master of the world. And the sun is merely like an axe in the hand of the cutter. And they got so nervous from his claims that the king imprisoned him for 10 years. And this was a famous thing in those days, says the Ramban. No one could contradict this. And certainly a prophet who's warning everyone to listen to what he has to say, he can't argue with the things that were just common knowledge in those days. And that everyone who, yeah.
Are you doing a review or are you reading, continuing on?
I'm continuing.
I don't think this is the right place. No, let's see. Marked it rather than the volcano time.
Yeah, so this we saw last week. Becholeidu advarim. No. So just the second line. Becholeidu advarim. It's the end of the second line. So again, וחוללו הדברים באותן הימים היו דברים של פרסום גדול ונודעים בעולם מאוד. You have it? All of these things were very famous in those days, and אדם יכול לחזב בין לעיני עמים. No one could contradict it, because everyone, all the nations knew this. וכל שכן נביא שמזהיר לקבל דבריו, and certainly a prophet who's warning that people should accept his word, certainly he had to go in line with this. ואתה יודע כי אמונת כל אדם מבעלי התורה כי ספר בראשית משה רבנו כתבו בנבואה. You know that anyone who accepts the Torah says that the book of Bereishis was written by Moshe in prophecy. God told them verbatim, word for word, which words have to be said in the book of Bereishis. And he'd copy it over on the parchment with ink. So why doesn't the Torah begin with a sentence? God said to Moshe, Bereishis bar Elokim. Shouldn't the Torah begin that way? Because the Torah prefers to take the form of a book like a book of genealogy, where the Torah describes everything in third person till the point of Moshe's being born and God speaking to him. V'dibirimo, and God speaking to him. V'amalo chidush olam tchila b'sipurei hakodmim lo hamfursamim. And God told him about creation and all the things that were famous in those days, the things that happened earlier. Meaning the Ramban is going with the understanding that these were things that everyone knew. Remember, the Kuzari doesn't go this way. The Kuzari says one of the miracles that Moshe did when he came was that he could tell everyone their genealogy, where each nation came from. The Ramban says, no, this is something that Hashem told him, verbatim, had to write down. But at the end of the day, more or less, everyone knew this. Everyone knew that the stories of Avram. Kmo shamati, as I said earlier, Shavram Avinu diber im Noach, shu adam sheni lebriya. That really, Avram spoke to Noach, who is really number two in creation. Noach saw Adam, so really Avram has a direct connection to creation. V'sipelo hu vanav amabul. Avram spoke to Noah, and he heard from Noah and his children about the flood. And how they lived in the Teva, how they left it. And the world was a fresh world like after creation. And Avram Avinu revalidated all these concepts with all the miracles, or Hashem revalidated this concept with the miracles that happened in the days of Moshe. Everyone saw the miracles that Hashem controls the world. They saw it with their eyes before accepting the Torah. To the point where people were crystal clear about this concept that God created the world. That the world didn't always exist. No, God created it. They saw God controlled nature. The nevuah and prophecy was also validated and clarified to them through the miracles that were famous that were done through Moshe, kigon esal makot, like the 10 plagues. Al kenem wa chatumim lefaro. That's why the Torah points out that even the Egyptian magician said to Pharaoh, etz velokim hi, this is a finger of God. Why does the Torah have to say that? That the idea is to point out that Moshe won. Moshe brought the world to a point where everyone agreed God's running the show here. Even the Egyptian sorcerers came to Pharaoh and said, that's it, God's running the show here. That's what the Torah is saying when they said, Etz be'elokim hi. Ve'Rabbi Avraham Peresh, Mikrehu ayalanu. The Ibn Ezra says that no, Etz be'elokim hi, Elokim means the forces that the Egyptians were saying to Pharaoh, it's a coincidence. Kaplishtim, like the Philistines said when suddenly they took the ark and all kinds of terrible things happened to them, they said, well, let's see, we'll do an experiment, because it could still be this is all coincidence. They know nachon they neither. Ramban says, I don't agree with Ibn Ezra, because I found, look at the Torah. After the Egyptians say, okay, God's running the show, you don't find that Paro consults with them again. Until that point, he keeps asking them, can you replicate that? And they could. And then they hit the plague of Kinim, where they say, God's running the show. Third plague, that's it. They say, we don't control the show. God's running the show. We can't do this. Yeah?
What's the point of God doing this such a number of plagues in the beginning that they could duplicate? Why didn't you do plagues? Maybe do one that they could duplicate and after
that's an excellent question. Is it the Ramban who addresses that or the Ran? Ooh, that's an excellent question. Let's see, I don't remember if it's in the Ramban or the Ran that we saw an answer to that. So let's wait a little bit. I just don't remember. Either one of them discusses that he purposely brought them into his court, meaning had they not replicated, I don't remember if we'll see this in the Ramban or the Ran says it. One of the commentaries says that Hashem purposely gave them the first two plagues that they could replicate, because had Hashem begun with one that they couldn't replicate, they would have said, we could do it. We just don't have to. We don't have to show off. We could do it. So what Hashem did was, Hashem purposely had them have two plagues where they could do it easily. And once Hashem brought them into his ballpark, where they were saying, whatever he can do, we can do this. Hashem said, oh yeah, okay, now show me this one. After two plagues, they said, we could do this too. So then Hashem showed them, okay, now you can't. And at that, it was purposely to bring them into that and I don't remember if it's the Ramban or the Ran. One of them says that was also the idea of all these miracles happening in Egypt specifically, because Egypt was the center for sorcery and magic and all the different ways of tapping into the forces of nature. So because of that specifically, Hashem wanted to do his miracles there. So that if anyone would ever want to doubt it, the answer would be, what do you mean? It was at the capital. It was at the world's capital of all knowledge of tapping into forces of nature. If there was one place in the world that were masters of all kinds of trickery and sorcery, it was Egypt. And even they said, this is God. That was the idea. Right? It was specifically to show it in Egypt. Now, I just don't remember if we'll see it still in the Ramban or if it's in the Ran. I don't remember.
If it comes to a point that people at the highest level, like for the Goyim, and they see this, how come in future generations, like that people... No one ever, it never gets like embedded in the Goyim that there's a God. Like, even though like people are admitting, the Jewish nation, we also have problems with it, but why is it that the Goyim are having problems still if like it's present in...
I'll answer you with two answers, and if it's not enough, then we'll have to wait for Thursday night. Number one is a concept we saw last night, that in every miracle Hashem does, Hashem leaves us b'chira chofshit. If you want to see an expansion on it, we learned the Rambam in the fifth chapter, the 10 things that were created at twilight.
Right.
There the Rambam discusses it as he does in the 8th chapter of the Shmona Prakim,
right,
that Hashem makes every miracle in a way that leaves us with b'chira chofshit, a capacity to interpret it a different way. The second answer is really a question. I think that our day and age saw some exceptional miracles too. If you look at the history of the state of Israel, I'm not talking about redemption or not redemption. I'm just talking about simple history. Look at the Six-Day War. I mean, if someone would have told you 20 years ago that there's this king called Saddam Hussein who wants to annihilate us, and he's going to shoot scuds at us, and then this great empire is going to come onto the scene and say, "You Israel, don't you dare shoot back. We're taking care of this. You guys stay out of this." I mean, you'd say that's a miracle. You'd say that's ridiculous. There's no reason that should happen. And yet we all witnessed it. And it all seemed natural. Yeah, so George Bush keeps telling us, don't you guys do anything. I'm taking care of this. Israel, don't you dare shoot back. Think about it. You just think about it. What was happening there? So they're shooting scuds at us. And again, if you look at the statistics, it was like God was showing us. At the very end of the war, they shot one scud at the Americans, and he had hundreds of casualties. We got how many scuds? I don't know the number. What, one casualty, two casualties? Right. And it's like, what's going on here? I'm saying, look at our own history, and yet look at us. You don't even have to look at the outside world. Do we behave like we acknowledge what we're seeing?
The goyim still today.
Like, I'm saying, leave the goyim. Talk about us.
Right.
I'm talking about me, not you.
Right.
Is my Shmona Esrei like I really connect with the words I'm saying now? So I think that's the answer. And even though the Pasuk does point out later that the Egyptian sorcerers could not replicate a makkah, that wasn't that Paro told them, could you guys replicate it? But the Pasuk is pointing out, I want you to know, that the Egyptians couldn't escape the Shechin. When God sent the boils, they couldn't get out of it. The idea here is not like the Ibn Ezra said, but quite the contrary. That Hashem wanted to bring the Egyptian sorcerers down to their knees. That they had to admit that God was running the show. That the Egyptians tried to produce lice and they couldn't. Our sages say that the Egyptians would tap into the source, the strength of the shade. You might translate that as a demon, whatever force that is in nature. The Gemara says, what do you mean? They can't create even a camel. What does it mean that the shade can't create anything smaller than an adasha? That's a type of bean. But the Talmud says they have a capacity for gathering things. They relocate things. The Gemara says the Egyptians couldn't replicate a kina because a lice is smaller than an adasha. So the Gemara says, but they can't create anything. All the shadim do is they transfer things from one place to another. And something that's small, they can't transfer from one place to another. And I couldn't understand this till I spoke to sorcerers and people who tap into the forces of the Shadim. And they told me, says the Ramban, that it's true, the Shadim have a very hard work doing things that need the fine motor skills. Anything that you have to pick up something that's very small is hard. That's a work that they don't like doing. But he says, I spoke to sorcerers and it was very clear to them, but I can't expand on this point. Okay, so I guess in the Ramban's day and age, there were still people who knew how to tap into these forces. And next week, Bezat Shem, we'll see the Ramban has a very interesting pshat in this pasuk. What does it mean that the sorcerers couldn't do it? The pasuk says they did it and they couldn't do it. So which one was it? Did they do it or they couldn't do it? So the Ramban will explain that next week. So what we saw today, that in those days everyone knew about Avram. No one could deny it. That wasn't Moshe's chidush. Moshe had the tradition going back to Avram, going back to Noah, going back to Adam about creation. But with Moshe's miracles, Moshe was reinstating this fact. Moshe was reproving this fact that Hashem created the world, and that was the idea of bringing the Egyptian sorcerers down to their knees, to the point where they too admitted, Etzbe Elokimi, God is running the show over here.